From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting in Mali. Officials say gunmen who shouted Islamic phrases while overtaking a luxury hotel in the capital on Friday have killed at least three of their 170 hostages. The French news agency reports that two women were released, while Reuters says the gunmen released hostages who were able to recite verses from the Quran. Officials say UN and Malian troops have surrounded the hotel. Mali has urged its residents to stay where they are and not venture outside during the siege. Turkish Airlines says six of its personnel are trapped inside the hotel. French, Nigerian, and Chinese nationals are also among those being held hostage. European Justice and Interior Ministers are holding crisis talks in Brussels on Friday to discuss ways to coordinate and tighten security checks at the member states' external borders, this following the Paris attacks. The steps are being taken since it was revealed that the now-dead ringleader of those attacks, Abdelhamid Habboud, had entered the EU. U.S. President Barack Obama arrived in Kuala Lumpur Friday to join the leaders of the 10 member nations of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN. At the second of a pair of annual summits, security has been expanded throughout Kuala Lumpur amid reports of a terror threat by the Islamic State group, which had carried out the deadly attacks in Paris last week. Obama also said that he would definitely raise the issue of human rights and corruption when he meets later Friday with Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak. And Obama said he will use the ASEAN summit to raise the issue of China's territorial disputes with its neighbors. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. For more, log on to voanews.com.